SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Early Childhood Commission endorses a pledge by the organizers of the Mobay City Run. And later, Autism Facts. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging a people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running when me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.
Acting Executive Director of the Early Childhood Commission, ECC, Carlene DeGrastes-Landes, has welcomed the Mobay City Run Organizing Committee's pledge of $500,000 towards early childhood education in Western Jamaica.
The Early Childhood Commission is very happy because at this point in time we are focusing on increasing our partnerships. So we welcome donations, involvement of this kind because we have stepped up in terms of the promotion of our 12 standards, the focus on our 12 standards.
The ECC's standards relate to how children are taught, fed, cared for, and protected, how early childhood institution buildings and grounds are maintained, and how ECIs interact with parents and the community. Mrs. DeGrastes-Landes also highlighted the importance of supporting early childhood institutions.
We would ask persons to support, and when you're supporting, think that you're doing something for the children of Jamaica. Think that you're doing something towards nation building through providing a better learning space for our children.
Acting Executive Director of the Early Childhood Commission, Carlene DeGrastes-Landes. She's encouraging persons and entities in Western Jamaica to support the Mobay City Run, scheduled for May 7 in St. James. Traditionally, Mobay City Run aims to help underprivileged youth in Western Jamaica attain tertiary-level education. Beneficiaries are students of UWE, UTEC, the Montego Bay Community College, and Sam Sharp Teachers College. There are several ways to stimulate investment, and improvements to law and order will likely have high payoffs for our future. So help to make Jamaica the place of choice for investors. Goal 2, outcome number 5. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339 to learn more.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone, and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
Before we go, autism is an often misunderstood neurological disorder, and persons with the condition may sometimes experience stigma and discrimination. Here's one fact that will help to create an inclusive environment for persons living with autism. Many parents fear that autism spectrum disorder, ASD, can be caused by infant vaccines. Studies have looked at whether there is a relationship between vaccines and ASD, and to date, the research continues to show that there is no correlation between the condition and vaccines. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vaughn Davis. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.